What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Budget Arcade, a free-to-play gaming podcast to help you navigate through the growing realm of free-to-play games. My name is Jeff.
And I am Mark.
And each and every other week, we review a free-to-play game. And on these off weeks, we sit around and wonder various things. We ponder life's biggest questions. And the biggest question on everyone's mind right now is PS5 or Xbox Series, fill in the blank, S or X.
XS.
So this past Wednesday, I believe it was, we finally got sort of the last questions of this next generation answered by Sony coming out with their pricing and release date and showing some more titles. Now, did you watch the whole presentation?
Yeah, I watched most of it. I got into it a little bit late, so I didn't see the Spider-Man Miles Morales new trailer. But
there's some gameplay of it too.
Yeah, and it's fine. You know, that looks fine. I think the big reveal with that is that Sony is going to be releasing the game as kind of a bundle. Correct me if I'm wrong with that, but Miles Morales, like the $70 version, I guess, of this game will come with the original Spider-Man game that came out in, 2018?
Yeah, so that's actually kind of cool. So like me, you know, if I didn't play the first Spider-Man game, I can get two for the price of, well, $70, we could probably dive back into that again, but two for the price of one, which I thought was a good deal. So,
well, what do you think about that as far as that this game, while it is it's a whole new story, it takes place in the same, you know, Spider-Man universe, I look at that as more of a, hey, this is an expansion. You know, when studios or game developers do that, that tends to make me pause and be like, yo, why is this a launch title and why is it now? You know, why release?
And I think you answer your own question too, because if it's a launch title, they're not as familiar with the hardware and you've got to hit a certain release window. And to say, okay, we have all of this infrastructure and this engine for this original Spider-Man game. Let's get some new audio recordings. Let's, you know, do a couple things that we can do to package this up as a new game and still have it out in time for, you know, the launch window. And historically on new consoles, your graphics get better and better over the life of the console as they learn how to use the hardware. And I think that's going to be the case here, that this is probably, well, if you've never played the original Spider-Man, it'll be a whole new experience, but it's probably for those that have played the original. It looked to me like more of the same with a different main character. So, you know, take that as what you will. Is that a killer app for buying your console day one? Which I think we can get into in the back half of this is like, because in my opinion, neither of these companies, including Xbox, has made me purchase this day one.
Yeah, I'm with you right there. This Miles Morales is not.
I believe it's also going to be on PS4. I don't think it's exclusive to PS5.
Yeah, I'm not. Not quite sure if that.
I'll double check that. Go ahead.
But yeah, no. Miles Morales doesn't. Really do much as a character for me. I know, you know, with Into the Spider-Verse, the movie. So there's a whole new audience of young people that experience Miles.
And that's a fantastic A-plus movie.
Oh,
so
yeah, 100%. So there's a whole new audience that experienced Miles Morales for the first time, and I think that's where this game is probably aiming. And so I'm excited to see how this game mashes up with the movie. Not as far as storyline or anything like that, but like just intricacies of the character.
So this is, as a comic book guy, the movie was based in like the original Miles Morales works, and the game is closer to like the newer stuff because of what world he's in. But we probably shouldn't dive too deep down that hole. But it is going to be launching on PS4 as well as PS5.
Okay.
And I believe they might do. They don't have a branding for it like Xbox does with Smart Delivery, where if you buy a game, you're automatically going to get the next gen version of it. They call that Smart Delivery. I don't know. PlayStation, I don't think, has a way of describing that in such simple terms as Xbox has done. So let's dig into the two big pieces of information that matter the most: release date and pricing. So release date wise, these consoles are going to be releasing 2 days apart. So the Xbox is going to launch on November 10th, and the PlayStation will launch on November 12th. So I can't remember, I don't remember a lot of history about that, but I don't remember consoles ever launching in such quick succession to each other before.
Yeah, wasn't it?
This is the same week.
Yeah, didn't the Xbox One and the PlayStation, weren't they like a month apart? I remember vaguely of the PS4 and the Xbox One releasing in the same like holiday season, but I think it was closer to a month when they both released. Yeah, it's weird. It's you know, it's one of those things where Sony is, so they're going to be behind by 2 days. I don't know how much difference that makes in sales.
It makes zero difference to me.
Yeah.
Because if you're only going to get one console and not the other, 2 days doesn't make a bit of difference.
Right.
If you're like, PlayStation's my console, I don't think anyone is going to be so hankering for the next generation to go out and buy something 2 days early that they don't necessarily want. Now, a month early? Maybe. Yeah. You know, like if the big new game, if the same game like Valhalla comes out on both systems and you can get the Xbox a month early, maybe you would do that. But especially with the $300 price point for the entry level edition. So I don't think that the 2 days is going to make a difference at all. I think whoever, you're going to get what you want regardless, because it is so close. It's like, if you're so impatient, you can't wait 2 days, you should probably look at therapy. It's very helpful. I find it very helpful in my life. I don't think you need to buy a console that you don't want because it's 2 days early. So I don't think anybody's going to be affected by that.
Yeah. And, you know, it's weird that both companies chose. Well, and listen, there's no doubt in my mind that both Sony and Microsoft knew when each other were going to release these consoles well before the public did. And, you know, one company either said, hey, well, we're going to offset that by releasing ours 2 days early, or the other company said, well, hey, we're just going to butt right up against their release date and, you know, cut into their market. So, and to me, I agree with you. It doesn't make much of a difference to me. You know, neither one of these consoles is a day one purchase for me. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we can dive into that here in a bit.
Yeah. And I mean, that comes down to software, right? Whether something's a day one purchase. Now, the other big thing is PlayStation announced their pricing. They, of course, similar to Xbox, have two different models. Now, I don't think the final specs have actually been released, but from what I understand, from a graphics and power standpoint, both the PlayStation Digital and the PlayStation Standard Edition are pretty much the same. The only big difference is one does not have a disc drive and it costs you $100 less. So the pricing is $500 for the top model, which is the same price as your Xbox, and then $400 for the discless model, which is $100 more than the S.
Now, let me ask you this. Does a disc drive make that much difference to you?
It depends on the console. For the PlayStation, it doesn't.
Okay.
Like, if I were to buy the PlayStation 5, I would get the digital to save the $100 because I don't have a ton of disc games. And plus, they are not backwards compatible. I know there's some backwards compatibility, but the guy who runs Sony came out and said, you know, native backwards compatibility is not a concern for us. We're not going to worry about it. So maybe some of the newer games are going to work. That's all kind of shrouded in mystery.
Well, like
they haven't been too clear on backwards compatibility.
And I think
so. Let me answer. I want to finish your question.
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
Is that on Xbox, having a disc drive definitely matters for me because I have a bunch of disc based games. The console is backwards compatible, so I'm going to want to be able to play those on that hardware. And so having the disc drive on that system does matter to me.
Okay. I mean, yeah, you know, if you're a big physical media fan, physical media gamer, I imagine the console with the disc drive would be the preferred console of choice. As far as Sony and their backwards compatibility and, you know, the people at Sony saying that's not a big issue for us, I think we saw that with their reveal that they're going to have, the PS Plus collection, which was announced during their showcase, where
yes,
they're releasing all of the PS4 first party exclusives available to.
I don't even think it's all of them. I think it's like a select few. It's like God of War, Last of Us 2, maybe one of the Uncharted's. So it's a handful of games. It looked like more than it was in the trailer.
Yeah.
But if you go back, it's like maybe 10 games, I think.
So I think that's probably their focus, Sony's focus with that.
Now, according to the executive, he recently also said, we have no intentions of providing a Game Pass style service.
Right.
So this is almost closer to like what Nintendo does with their online, where you get a handful of older games to play. You don't really own them, but as long as you keep your subscription active, you can play them. So if you didn't have a PlayStation 4, this would be nice to have some stuff to play when your console comes out. But if you did, these are games you probably already played. Excuse me. These are games that you've probably already played. And do you really need to go back and play them more? Does this really offer that much to you?
Yeah. So I'm going to run down these games real quick. Batman Arkham Knight, Battlefield 1, Bloodborne, Days Gone, Detroit Become Human, Fallout 4, Final Fantasy 15, God of War, Infamous Second Son, The Last Guardian, The Last of Us Remastered, Monster Hunter World, Mortal Kombat 10, or is that X? Is it Mortal Kombat X or 10? I don't want to get in trouble in the Discord.
It doesn't. You'll be fine. It's one of those.
Persona 5, Ratchet & Clank, Resident Evil 7, Uncharted 4, and then Until Dawn. So that's what, like 15 games?
It's like 20 games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and every
and if you're already a PS Plus subscriber, hey, all right, cool. Right. Bonus.
Yeah. So I think moving forward, that's probably Sony's focus, is that, you know, they didn't really want to engineer a console that could be backwards compatible. So they're just like, okay, well, we'll just, you know, we'll steady release these PS4 games or PS3 games, you know, on PS Plus as the console life progresses, and that satisfies, you know, pretty much everyone. I think, in my opinion, that would satisfy me as a gamer.
I think so. Backwards compatibility is one of those things that, if you don't necessarily value it now, it's one of those things you value later.
Sure.
And so, like, for example, the Xbox One isn't natively backwards compatible to the 360. All of those games are essentially ported to the new platform, right? And if you had the old ones digitally, they're in your library, you can use them with the disc, but really it's new software that's been ported to the system. And so not everything is available. And I've got this copy of NCAA 14 football that I'd love to play right now on my Xbox One. And I can't, because it's not part of those games. So I think backwards compatibility, maybe it won't matter to you now, but as you get further in the life cycle of your console and your PlayStation 4 is gone or up in the attic, you might find, hey, I'd like to go back and play Horizon again or whatever. Having that ability is really nice. And I think that that's the sort of thing that is going to add value the longer you have your console.
So the Xbox Series X and the PS5, they're pretty much they match up pretty equally as far as like the hardware goes.
My understanding is that, and I am not a technical guy, and to be honest, I'll never notice the difference. Now, you know, I say that maybe I would, but I honestly, probably the difference in graphics between now the Series X and the PlayStation 5 are probably minimal. My understanding is that the X is got a little more oomph, but the PlayStation supposedly has a lot quicker load times. These are like minimal things, and until we actually have the games in our hands and are playing them, I don't know how much of a difference that's really going to make, because I think the next generation of games is all about your aspect ratio, if it does 4K or 8K, and what kind of frames you can get. So like you can get 120 frames on, I think, both of these consoles, including the budget editions. So,
yeah. And, you know, I think a lot of both companies, what they're, while I am not a technical person either, you can tell me about teraflops and frames per second and everything else, and I'll be like, okay, cool. What matters to me is resolution. You know, does it look good on my TV? Is it getting the most out of my TV? Am I getting, is my TV getting the most out of the PS5? You know, So, you know, both consoles will offer 8K resolution, which I think is the progression of TVs moving forward. You know, pretty soon we'll all have to buy new TVs that have, you know, standard 8K. Even though, like, 4K is only a couple years old, I think.
It feels like it, right?
Yeah, once again, I'm not a
technical... It's been affordable. It's only been affordably a technology we could have in our homes, you know, for the last couple of years.
So, I mean, you know, I don't really care that much about the RAM in the system, or that one has, you know, this speed of whatever gigahertz. That doesn't matter to me. It matters to some people, absolutely, and I'm right there with you. Is if my console can do everything that it says it can do, I'm happy.
And I think too, like, it's a lot of it's like posturing. Why are fanboys exist? Like, why do fanboys exist these days? You know, like, I got the Sega and the Nintendo era. It was different. But now these consoles are so close as far as what they do. And it's like, I mean, you and I, we talk about Sony and Xbox, and we each have taken a side. But at the end of the day, I honestly don't care.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, if you're happy with your console, great.
Yeah.
And I can tell you exactly why the Xbox is the console for me. And you can say why PlayStation's for you. And our reasons are totally different. And that's fine, because who cares? Like, I have no need to prove to you that Xbox is better than PlayStation or vice versa.
Right. In the same conversation, They each kind of pander to a different audience. And, you know, if you're an online gamer, man, Xbox is for you. If you're a first party, you know, single player gamer, PlayStation's for you. And I think that's the direction that these two consoles are once again going to go. You know,
and I think that, and this is something I don't know, and I think I've said this before, and I apologize. But I don't know that Xbox is as worried about hardware sales as they are about getting you in the ecosystem, getting you on Game Pass, getting you using xCloud. And they sort of have this more broader scope as to what the next generation really is. And it's not necessarily being relegated to one piece of hardware, but being in their ecosystem.
Right.
Right. Whether on PC, on your mobile phone, or on an Xbox. Whereas PlayStation is still very much kind of that traditional console. Here's your system. Here are the games you can only get here. And that has been the way of it for as long as I can remember for systems. It's that format. So we'll see what happens.
Now, let me ask you this. And I've read just from, I guess, fanboys. The Xbox Series S... not as powerful as the X,
right?
And
shouldn't be,
right? And it's what, $200 cheaper. So I've read that this console, the Series S console, is likely to be somewhat obsolete, you know, mid life cycle into this console generation, and so that has me wondering. Is Microsoft just trying to make quick money here, or are they trying to get people on board?
I find that unlikely that it's going to be obsolete. Like, that has never happened before. And you can see they dropped the One X, and the original Xbox still works great. My son uses his all the time. So I don't think that's going to be the case. I think that it will again come down to that resolution, because really the difference isn't what kind of graphics you're going to get and what kind of light shading and if you're going to have HDR and all that. What it's really going to come down to is what resolution that system's going to be able to put out. And if you're using that console and it's going to scale down to that 1440 resolution, I think you're still going to be having the same experience on it that you would on whatever comes down the road, just at a smaller resolution. Yeah. And the other thing is that to me, the big difference, and it's not even the disk drive, it's the hard drive, is like 500 megs, yeah. which going into the next generation is inexcusable. It's too small.
Yeah.
And granted, the system's $300. So, okay, maybe it is excusable and you can buy more memory for it, but that's not enough memory for these games are going to be 100 gigs. You know, like the games we have on this current generation are 50, and that's, you know, on that's like the medium. The, you know, Call of Duty takes up 120 mm-hmm. gigs on my hard drive, you know, so it's like, you need at least a terabyte, but they are expandable. So you're saving that $200, but are you going to fork over a little more to get expandable memory? And then at that point, is it worth just going ahead and forking over even more to get the X? And I think the answer is yes. But
yes.
If you just want to play Game Pass games, you know, $300 might not be that bad, you know? So, I mean...
So here's the main... And like, I don't know what a teraflop is, honestly.
Nobody does. It's like, it's this, it's bits. Remember back in the day, I said, hey man, Genesis is 16 bits and the Nintendo's 8. That right. means mine's better. That's what teraflops are now. For me, the layperson, that's what a teraflop is.
So the Xbox Series X has 12 teraflops. All right.
Oh my gosh.
Right. What a beast. Blown away. The Xbox Series S has 4. That's unfathomable. I don't know how these pores of the video gaming community that buy the Xbox Series S will make it to,
it's going to look like Sega Saturn games. Yeah, nobody knows. Nobody cares.
But like,
I mean, someone knows, and they're probably in our Discord. And they're going to yell at us. But I mean,
but that's an 8. I'm not a math whiz here, but 12 teraflops has got to be better than 4.
So here's my thing though about this talking point. You're comparing
the same a console
cheaper model, yeah. right? If you go parity wise, and you say this console and that console, then they're kind of closer. But Xbox, from a technical standpoint, for people who know more than me, has the lead there. But then if you compare the 1S to the diskless, from my understanding again, and I don't know, this hasn't really been confirmed, but it's just the same thing as the PS5, but without a disk drive, is stronger than the Xbox One or Series S, which it should be. For the price, right? You get what you pay for.
Right. Now, what I'd be interested in is how does the latest version of the Xbox One match up to the Xbox Series S? Yes.
I that would be interesting. Not interesting enough for me to go and research it myself.
I think both consoles are the same price.
You're right. I imagine that there would be a price drop though.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm sure.
So I'm going to say one other thing. I'm looking at my game consoles here. I got my Xbox next to my PlayStation, which I've been playing my PlayStation because Spelunky 2 came out and it's fantastic and it's only on PlayStation till it drops in a couple weeks on PC. So I do play my PlayStation. I'm not really some sort of hardcore Xbox guy. But I will say this. The Xbox is whisper quiet. This thing never makes a noise. And sometimes my PlayStation sounds like it wants to take off.
Oh, for sure.
So, by the way, did you look at the dimensions? Because the whole thing you said about the Series X being some sort of monstrosity and it's going to be terrible. And it turns out that the PlayStation is bigger.
The PlayStation 5 looks like I should put it on the roof of my house and use it to communicate with somebody that's in Texas.
looks aside, I don't care about that, but one of the things, so you know it has like a narrow base and it goes up to, and it looks like the letter Y.
Yeah.
But apparently, if you want to use the system on the side, you have to put like this little hockey puck underneath it.
Yeah.
To stabilize it. Come on.
Well,
all right.
Did you see the part of the video in the Sony presser that it just had it was a close up, like flyby close up of the console and all the vents, mm-hmm. all the vents that the thing has.
I think it's a cool looking console. It looks like a race car.
Yeah, no, but like, why does it need that many vents? Holy crap!
Because it's the teraflops, man.
you know, I think we're onto something. I think the teraflops is what is holding the PlayStation back in this race. I think that the Xbox Series S has probably the better console is because it's only got four.
I don't even know what that means. So we're going to the next gen. What are you excited about? What's the thing that's like, oh, I can't wait?
It's not teraflops, even though I'm
is it the teraflops?
I almost can't hide my excitement for the teraflops. No, I think it's, I want to, the game, I'm a big single player gaming guy. We've talked about that before. I'm not a big multiplayer guy, and that's what draws me to PlayStation. That's my gaming atmosphere. And so, you know, to me, with the PlayStation 5, I'm interested in all of the first party titles that'll come out for this, and Sony alluded to a new God of War next year, which I think is probably 1B as far as news goes, is because I believe PS4's God of War title is probably the best game of this current gaming cycle. So I'm excited for the games. Sony's got a whole catalog mm-hmm. full of great franchises and right. great titles that they're going to expound on. They're going to you know, release sequels to and continuations of. I mean, we're seeing that already with Miles Morales. So that to me, that's the biggest thing with Xbox. I want to see how Game Pass goes. I want to see the evolution in Game Pass from November 10th to, you know, November 10th, 2021, you know, that'll probably sell me on getting the Xbox One X or Series X.
Yeah. Would you go X or S?
No, I'd go X. Get that shitty console out of here.
Now I got to beep it out again. Here we go. So,
what about you? I mean,
for me, it is Game Pass. Like seeing what Game Pass is going to become, seeing the fact that so you mentioned this incredible catalog that PlayStation has, and they do undeniably they have a better first party exclusive catalog than the PlayStation. But PlayStation's been, or not, excuse me, than the Xbox. But Xbox has been working hard on building theirs up, and when they do come out, they are on Game Pass day one. And so in a lot of ways, it's like, well, I don't have to spend the same amount of money I'd used to, and I can try these games and see if I like them. They also, I don't remember if we talked about this before, but their Game Pass now includes EA Play, which you can, EA, but if you like EA, that's there. But I personally, but it is value. It is added value. So, but the thing is, and I said this at the beginning, is there's nothing that either of these companies have done to make me want to buy the console day one. And what that would have to be is some sort of exclusive experience I can only have on that device the day it comes out. Because I'm not going to optimize and use all my teraflops like just because of the upgrade, because my TV's not getting upgraded,
right?
It's still going to be what it is. So I, you know, until like a big title I have to have comes out on one of these, I'm pretty much content in this current generation right now. So I don't plan on getting one at launch. But, you know, summertime next year, you know, maybe.
Yeah, and I think that's so, you know, you talk about the experience and which console can offer that exclusive experience that you talk about. And right now, neither one really blew me away as far as like, hey, this is, I got to get this is because I can only do this with this console,
right,
on this TV and, you know, have this experience. And that'll undoubtedly happen. That will yes. come.
I will definitely be jumping into the next generation. It's just like right now I have no reason to.
Right. And, you know, and I think we'll see a lot of, you know, movement around the holidays, you know, as far as like bundled systems go.
Not this holiday, though.
Good luck. You don't think so?
Oh, no. You won't see bundles really? This holiday. Absolutely not. You won't even see these consoles in stores.
You will not
be able to find these consoles. So if they do offer a bundle, I'll be surprised. But if they do, it'll be like GameStop will sometimes offer bundles. So like when the Nintendo Classic, the SNES Classic, was you couldn't find it anywhere, what they would do is, oh, we have them, but they're part of a bundle. And so you'd have to buy more stuff to get the thing that you actually want. They might do that, but that I don't think you'll see any bundles from Microsoft and Sony until next year.
Interesting. And
I could be wrong, but I just don't see it happening.
You know, as far as like the console being available, I think as far as like Sony goes, their pre-order when the PS5 went live with pre-orders, it was a disaster. And you know, some stores went earlier than others. Mm-hmm. And you know, like I know Best Buy, I actually tried to pre-order, the night of Wednesday night. And, mm-hmm. and Best Buy had said, oh, hey, you know, our pre-orders are now available. You know, log into your whatever Best Buy account and pre-order the system. So I did that. And you go in and you put the whatever in your cart, and then you go to check out for your pre-order, and it just, the page updated, and they were all gone.
That happened to me when I was, what was I getting? Oh, it was the Super Nintendo Classic, where I had it in my cart, and I put my credit card info in, and I click select, and it was like, oh, nope, never mind. I was mad.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, and this is may just be me paying attention closer to what Sony's got going on than Microsoft, but was there this much commotion with the Xbox
so pre-orders haven't started yet.
Oh, okay, so well, that's why.
We don't know yet, but already it seems like it's better because, like you said, people were jumping the gun.
Yeah,
and nobody's done that yet, so maybe Microsoft has a better hold, but you're not going to be able to find this thing. Like, I mean, you're going to run into the same issues of trying to pre-order and not being able to.
Well, then, so. And, you know, on top of that, there's also rumors that Sony had cut production on the PS5 by like 4 million units because of the pandemic and all this. That I don't think that was ever confirmed, but that was I think it was last weekend that rumor was making the rounds, and that just had me think. I was like, well, why would they do that? You know, Sony makes money hand over fist, you know, on everything, and so
not true, but go ahead. They basically, their video game department is like the only place making money right now. It's like anchoring the ship.
Well, no, nobody's making money off of movies right now. Just ask Christopher Nolan and Warner Brothers. But the, you know, I just had me think. I was like, well, why would they cut production before the announcement of the release date of the console and all this. So I take that with a grain of salt. I don't think that would be true. But it might be. I mean, hell, the pandemic's changed a lot of things. So
it could be. And I don't fault the companies for that. Because, like, other than Nintendo, I don't think anybody purposefully underproduces other than Nintendo. But because there's no reason to. I mean, they want to make sure they don't make too many, you know. Yeah. But at the same time, they want to make sure they have enough. So I think their intention is to sell as many as they can and still have some in stores is where they want to be.
That isn't Nintendo having production issues, no, keeping up with demand for the Switch?
I believe so. I think that is Corona related on two fronts. Yeah. I think it has affected people, their production, but I also think a lot more people have purchased them because they're stuck at home. Right. So, yeah. Anyway,
that's a good problem to have, I guess.
I mean, if you're stuck at home and still can afford a new game console, then you're living the good life.
Right. You're doing something.
You're doing okay.
Yeah. Well, so, real quick, I want to touch real quick on the launch titles for each of these consoles.
Oh, do you have them? Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, for the PS5, it's the Spider-Man Miles Morales, Astro's Playroom, Destruction All-Stars, whatever that is, and Sackboy A Big Adventure. And also, which was revealed this past week, was Demon Souls, a new Demon Souls game.
I think that's like the big one. To me, that's the one.
I think it's a timed exclusive, too.
No, Sony owns that IP.
Oh, really?
Okay, here's the history of Demon Souls real quick. So yeah, Demon Souls is they got From Software, Sony got From Software to make Demon Souls. So the IP of Demon Souls is owned by Sony. But when From Software went to go make their own game, they had to make Dark Souls. And it's right. not part of that world. That's the IP that From Software owns, or maybe Activision owns.
Interesting.
So that is a Sony exclusive.
Oh, look at High Score Season 2. The Demon Souls reveal was... I'm not a big fan of the Demon Souls game. Or those type of games, I guess. Just simply because I like a pretty timid, mild gameplay experience. I don't like dying every 5 seconds. But I know a lot of people are very excited for a new Demon's Souls game. And so the Xbox One, Series X. Why do I keep calling it 1X? Is there a 1X?
Yeah. I have a 1X. Yeah, so it looks like we're looking at, we got Assassin's Creed Valhalla, which is on both consoles, I believe. Dirt 5, FIFA 21. Oh, we got to talk about this, because it's showing listed here too, for the Xbox. But why did PlayStation reveal Fortnite? I get it, all right? It's the biggest game in the world. No one cares. No one's buying the new console to play Fortnite. All right. Gears 5.
Says
I'm sorry.
You.
Yeah. Gears 5. Gears Tactics, which is the exclusive, right? That's the.
Yeah.
But nobody cares. Like Marvel's Avengers, which is whatever. NBA 2K. Observer. Don't know what that is. Tetris Effect, which I think might be exclusive. I'm not sure what that, other than being Tetris. The Falconeer, Watch Dogs Legions, Yakuza, Like a Dragon. So there's nothing particularly here, again, that is like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, except for Fortnite.
I'm dropping $800 on both consoles. So I can play Fortnite. that just goes back to what we were saying, is that, you know, in years past, now, in my opinion, Sony's never had a great launch lineup of games. I don't know the history of the launch lineup for Microsoft with the Xbox, but
I mean, the big thing was Halo. I mean, that's really, because, and I don't know that launch lineups really make that big a difference, because you know who, in my opinion, what console had the best launch lineup of all time?
The Nintendo 64.
Oh, God. Are you with both games? Pilot Wings and Mario? Are you out of your mind? It had two games.
Those are the best games ever.
No, incorrect. No, the best launched like day one launch titles was the Dreamcast. You had a new Sonic game in Sonic Adventure. You had Soul Calibur and a like arcade perfect port of Soul Calibur. You had the NFL 2K series, which launched. And there's some other games that I can't remember off the top of my head, but there was a lot of great, like just day one, you had plenty of games to play. Ready to Rumble Boxing, Power Stone, I think was day one. But that system still died, right? So launch, having a great launch library, I don't think is that important.
It worked for Nintendo with the Switch, you know.
What? The Nintendo Switch didn't have a great launch games. They had a game
It had Breath of the Wild, I mean.
But that game was also available on Wii U to me.
Yeah, but nobody was playing the Wii U version of that game.
That's fair.
I mean, you know, when you can launch your console with the eventual game of the year, I think you're just hitting it out of the park. So now none of these games for either the Series X or the PS5, I think, will end up being anywhere close to a game of the year. None of those games really make me go, man, I gotta have this console day one.
Yep. I'm the same way. So, well, let us know when you're going to get the console, if you can, if you got your pre-order in or not. You can hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Budget Arcade. Be sure to check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/budgetarcade. We also have a website, www.budgetarcade.com. Want to buy some merch? You can go to hotkeygaming.com/budget-arcade. Use promo code BUTTBISCUITS to save a little cash. Our music is also provided by Stimage. You can find his music on metroidmetal.com.
Somebody explained it. Somebody needs to explain to me why teraflops are called one teraflops and why they're such a big deal.
Okay, so he has now invited you to correct him. So someone get on that. I personally don't care what a teraflop is. Anyway.
I mean, it's cool to say. I like saying the word teraflop. That's like.
Well, you go ahead and do that, and we'll talk again next week as we review Spellbreak? Spirit Break? Spellbreak.
Spellbreak.
Yeah.
Spellbreak?
All right. This is Budget Arcade. Game on.
Podcast Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.